This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1489. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 2nd, DRM on the air from Alaska, future plans from Australia, Brazil, Czechia, Guatemala, Guyana, St. Helena, Tennessee, DX and station news from Dominican Republic, Kyrgyzstan, Madagascar, Malaysia, Peru, Solomon Islands, Thailand, Ukraine, webcasts from Mexico and Cambridge, IBC Tamil is back, and the propagation outlook. There was a lot of news about DRM tests from Alaska in October of 2008 as the FCC licensed DART, or Digital Aurora Radio Technologies, to operate from Delta Junction, but not much heard since. But finally, the tests have actually been monitored on the air from Japan on 4845 kilohertz. Hiroshi, via S. Hasegawa, told us, I can receive DART experimental DRM station WE2XRH in Delta Junction on 4845. At various times before and after 1800 UT on November 19th, but he says it was only a data service, no audio. First noted on November 18th at 1815 by a Japanese DXer known as Mr. XYZ Ors in Akita. They went on to supply some screenshots of what they were seeing, if not hearing. So the big DRM experiment has begun in Alaska to see whether it would serve as another means of domestic broadcasting statewide. Choosing that frequency, 4845, could be a problem for Brazil or Mauritania if used at times when propagation would connect those areas. So far, we've not seen a specific schedule for the testing. However, a follow-up report from S. Hasegawa in Japan says NDXC continued monitoring it on 4845, not received November 20th to 23rd, but was received again November 24th at 2010 UT. The DRM signal was confirmed, but interference from Mauritania was terrible, preventing the label indication from being monitored. Then November 25th at 1735, it was only ID'd with terrible interference from over-the-horizon radar, Hainan, China. Also at 1800 and at 1907, according to Atsunori Ishida near Nagoya, Japan, it signed off at 1920, and then on November 26th, it was not received. Seiji Hasegawa says, I think from reception conditions, they seem to be using low power, but that's the only known frequency so far for DRM tests from Alaska, 4845. From one icy place, although ever becoming less so, to another, Antarctica. I wonder if LRA 36 is off the air again from 15476. The last report I've seen of it was at the end of October, as monitored in Brazil. The schedule is 18 to 21 UT, Monday through Friday, on 15476. Not many reports lately of those SSB feeders from Buenos Aires, supposedly to Antarctica. But here's one from Horacio Negro in Uruguay. Radio Continental in Buenos Aires had a soccer match on 5415 upper sideband, November 29th at 2044 UT. Thanks to the BBC, Ascension Island is easy to hear on shortwave, but how about medium wave? Gary Deacon in South Africa would very much like to pull in Volcano Radio on 1602 kilohertz. But he's been in contact with the station, and they told him that the frequency changed to 1638 kilohertz. But more recently, it has been deleted, and he's not sure whether they will resume medium wave. They're operating on FM 98.7. As I believe we mentioned before, the Greek ethnic station in New South Wales, Radio Simban, reactivated for a couple of days in November on the 11th and 12th on 2368.5 kilohertz. And John Wright, the QSL manager, got the word out, so some DXers were able to hear it. However, it went off again. I wonder why they don't just turn the transmitter on and leave it on. Well, John Wright follows up in Australian DX News, Radio Simban, very shortly will go on the air with a minimum of 400 watts for the time being and then increase to 1 kilowatt. So keep an ear on 2368.5. Although propagation may favor other frequencies, here are the Radio Australia channels on the 70-degree antenna from Shepparton, which means it's aimed at the Samoas, but also, a bit beyond, right across North America, from Nogales to Enid to New York City. Midnight to 2, UT on 17715. 02 to 05, 15515. 08 to 14, 9580. We know that one is excellent. 17 to 20, 9580, 20 to 22 on 11660, and 22 to 24 on 15560. Via Wolfgang Büschel, Thomas Threscher in Germany got this reply from George of CVC Australia. They are currently both on shortwave and online, but in the first quarter of next year, CVC will become exclusively online media with live streaming, so it seems that shortwave broadcasts from Australia, at least, will be discontinued. However, we'd like to have that confirmed. If true, ABC and Radio Australia should try to get back the Darwin station, which was sold by a previous government, or was it a long-term lease, to CVC. That would be a good way for Radio Australia to celebrate its 70th anniversary, which has just gone by. In the December issue of Communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, the semi-clandestine from London via VT Communications called Radio Biafra may have ceased. I have not heard the transmissions for several weeks, and the website does not appear to have been updated since the end of September. The schedule had been 19 to 20 UT daily on 12050. And now that he mentions it, I see that that transmission no longer appears in the B09 schedules. But there is still the weekly Friday broadcast of the other clandestine for Biafra, Voice of Biafra International, via WHRI, Fridays at 19 to 20 on 15665. A tweet from Renato Uliana via Celio Romai's blog in Brazil says Rádio Inconfidência in Belo Horizonte is operating with reduced power on 6010. They're doing maintenance on the antenna. Nevertheless, it's reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, about 50 hertz low at 07 to 725 November 28th, ID at 0720 after some local folk music. Of course, there's lots of co-channel interference on the frequency, but at least Cuba is gone after 0700. Terry Kruger in Florida keeps a close ear on Cuba, especially medium wave for new stations or frequencies. On December 1st, he reports hearing Radio Musical Nacional on 1140 kilohertz from an unknown site, better in fact than their previously main frequency of 590. This was at 0140 UT. And Radio Rebelde was being heard from an unknown site in western Cuba on 1620, November 28th at 1126. We already know they've been blocking the frequency somewhere in the country because of the Virgin Islands station occasionally relaying Anticastro programming. At various times, but not all the time, on 11600 kHz, I've been hearing typical Dentro-Cuban noise jamming. Trouble is, we don't know of anything on that frequency they would want or need to jam. Maybe it's all a mistake, or maybe something is on that frequency at some time during the 24 hours, setting off the Cuban jammers. For example, I've heard it at 1600 UT and also until 2100. John Pukula in Ontario notes that Radio Prague's website has a link to a page with QSL cards for 2010 based on famous Czech writers. So apparently shortwave will continue after all. Well, let's hope so, but they aren't really saying explicitly they could have planned these long ago, or they could be there on a contingency basis. Or they could just use them to verify webcasts, if that's all that's left, and if any netizen wants them. How much longer will we have nothing but rumors and speculation about the fate of Radio Prague? By the way, they've replaced 7345 with 7355 for a string of language broadcasts to North America between 2230 and 0230. Presumably, they need to avoid Tunisia and then India, scheduled on 7345, although I'm not at all sure they were actually using all that time. We have several more reports of Radio Amanecer, Dominican Republic, on 6025, but it's not the only active station there. From the Bavarian DX camp, Michael Schnitzer in Germany reports that they heard another station, Radio Pueblo, on 5010, November 24th, with bachata music and ID at 2255. But you should get that station early, as we believe it signs off by midnight UT. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports a frequency change for Voice of Oromian Liberation Front for Ethiopia. It's at 16 to 1630 UT on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday only on 11760 via Wächtachtel, Germany, replacing 11805 where it was colliding with Radio Liberty. Following up last week's news about Radio Verdad in Guatemala, wanting to resume shortwave if it can just get its transmitter fixed, Adalberto Marques de Azevedo in Brazil has also been in contact with the station. Dr. Madrid says he finally has the transmitter modules on hand, one of which has been repaired, and the transistors, which had been purchased. He was expecting the technician to come in on December 1st to check things out and get them working. So he hoped to be on the air by the middle of the first week of December, but running only 280 watts, so keep an ear on 4052.5, but don't count on it. The technician has stood them up time and time again, promising to show up, but does not. And I was still not hearing them as of December 2nd. There's a new half-hour program on public television, well, at least in Oklahoma, about La Voz de Atitlan, the Guatemalan station, which used to be on 2390 kilohertz. Actually, it's about the priest who was running it, Father Rother, R-O-T-H-E-R, who, it so happens, was from Oklahoma. He was martyred in 1981, and now he's being suggested for sainthood. Anyhow, they have some shots of the station and the story of what went on there, a lot of violence. So look for it on your public TV station, or Google it up. The title of the show is A'PLAS: The Story of Father Rother. Kim Elliott and Mike Terry forward a story from Stabroek News in Guyana that their shortwave transmitter is to be relocated. It's now called NCN, the National Communications Network, revamping shortwave to serve the interior and nearby countries. Of course, we know it's been off the air for a number of years. It had been on 3291 variable and before that on 5950, although this story does not mention what frequencies they will be coming back on. It does say the relocation process should be officially completed before the end of the year. The company will use the relocation opportunity to revamp and modernize shortwave radio, making it more powerful on the air. And it has also moved to procure new equipment for this purpose. The shortwave system was down for some time, and service to remote locations has been suspended. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1489. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dave White, who provides lots of bandwidth, especially for our audio archive, accessible via worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome by PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com or by check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Gary Drew of South Hearts Radio and I would like to know if anyone is hearing the World of Radio transmissions on low-power shortwave. Wednesdays at 19:30 on 3935 and Sundays at 12:30 on 5835. We're glad to report that the podcasts are again working via WRN. If you'd like to hear World of Radio that way, Dragan Lekic in Serbia found that functioning as of November 29th. Go to the World Radio page at wrn.org/listeners. There were some off-season sporadic e-openings reaching TV and FM bands in North America this past week, reminding us that the relatively minor winter sporadic e-peak is just about upon us. In South Texas, Steve Weisblood heard a number of Jamaican stations in the 1,400-mile range on FM. This was on November 28th, between 5 and 6 p.m. Central Time. If you've been counting Kyrgyzia among your countries QSL or even heard based on Radio Moscow back in the 1990s or earlier, with the site specified as Frunze or Bishkek, it's a dud. Ola Alm in Sweden says, as far as I can find out, they never had a site for international broadcasting there. All assignments for this site were disinformation. Ian Baxter in Australia says, good to have this reaffirmed. So all those Radio Moscow QSLs with Bishkek, often seen in the 80s, were some other transmitter site. Here's another station on 5010 besides Dominican Republic I mentioned a while ago. It's Madagascar. RTV Malagasy, heard by Scott Barber in New Hampshire, signing on at 0230 November 27th with upbeat folk-like music. Lots more music until the top of the hour when they played a choral anthem. Maybe that's when their formal sign-on comes, followed by an ID. Fare in reduced carrier upper sideband. Also reported by Anker Petersen in Denmark, November 28th at 1730 to 1855. Ron Howard in California notes that the Classic Nacional FM network, relayed via RTM in Malaysia, changed to a different frequency, but only for 3 days, November 28th, 29th, and 30th, heard various times between 12 and 16 UT, 5952.19 variable. From December 1st, it was back to the previous off-frequency, 5964.93 variable. He was also hearing a relay of another FM service via RTM, Salam FM, on 6049.60 variable at 1610 UT December 2nd. That may be a schedule change. They're carrying another network, Radio Suara Islam FM, before 1600. There are no shortwave broadcasts in English from Mexico except for an occasional ID on Radio Educación. But if you want to hear an English broadcast every day from Mexico City, there is one from a station which webcasts its XEDA or Imagen. We recently updated the schedule for that. If you search on IMAGEN at our monitoring reminders calendar, you'll find the entries via worldofradio.org. David Sharp in New South Wales says there's something on exactly 5,005 kilohertz, heard at 10:32, November 23rd. The carrier runs S9 plus 20, but there's almost no audio. Barely perceptible talk by a man, and that's it. It's best in LSB since there is another carrier about 980 hertz on the high side. Victor Gunatelika in Sri Lanka also believes it's coming from Nepal, although he heard only a carrier, no modulation on the frequency during a band scan at 12:45 UT, November 19th, reported to the DX India Yahoo group. I heard the revived Arabic service from Radio Netherlands on 9895, a very good signal, between 22 and 23 UT, November 28th. It's relayed from Rwanda, which I think is a new relay site for them, according to Kai Ludwig. But why do they ID as Huna Amsterdam instead of Hilversum? And why were they playing mostly music during this hour? In CoomberDX, Jerry Strawman in Iowa reports, Radio Melodia in Peru on 5940. November 28th, with an ID at 0200 with a fair to good signal. Haven't seen it reported lately and wonder if it had been inactive or if it's sporadic. By the way, a new Brazilian station has been authorized on 5940. Its identity not yet known, but it's to be in the city of Camboriú in Santa Catarina, according to Edison Bocconi Jr. via Celio Mais. Robert Kipp, involved with the Radio St. Helena Day project, has some comments about the latest broadcast in DSWCIDX window. There is no indication that the beam antenna was not pointed in the proper directions. A few people complain about the modulation. What they mean is the bandwidth. The ham radio transmitter used most likely has a smaller audio modulation bandwidth than the old commercial transmitter that cable and wireless used back in the 1990s. Even using an equalizer, the audio bandwidth is quite small. Filters in the receiver have a real job to do. Even with a good SSB receiver, if there's almost no signal, there's almost nothing to copy or for any audio processing device to enhance. In 2006 and some of the 1990s, we did have armchair copy here in Europe. We'll make every effort to find the best time and date for the 2010 program to Europe. And in comments directly to us, Robert Kipp adds, I often really wonder what sort of reception listeners expect from such a low-powered DX station. The fact that RSH broadcasts in USB means the listener needs a receiver with good SSB filters and tuning, like pass bandwidth and pass band shift. A good antenna, earth system, and a few sunspots are also quite helpful. On 14 November, there were no sunspots at all. And there's too little appreciation for the amount of extra work that the RSH team, led by Gary Walters, has in preparing the programs. This is a complete extra for the team and means voluntary overtime before, during, and after the Radio St. Helena Day programs. The QSLing is also a lot of extra work. With winter conditioning setting in, Solomon Islands 5020 is being heard in Europe shortly after local noon. Mikhail Timofeyev in St. Petersburg, Russia, reports it November 7th already at 11:14 to 12:45 with BBC Relay. And Aker Peterson, Denmark, via Pladiex, reports it November 28th at 11:50 to 13:05. The carrier was there as early as 10:50, relaying BBC from 1200. In Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation on 9771, crash starting at 0100 but actually signing on at 0110. With the program parade at 0112. He is not hearing 15745, although in Japan, Shinichi Shiraishi reports to DSWCIDX window 15745 in English, starts on Sundays at 0100 instead of 0330. Just as reports are being published about IBC Tamil canceling its shortwave broadcasts for Sri Lanka, they returned. WRN says these resumed on November 25th, midnight to 0100 on 6045 via Germany. Furthermore, on short notice, there were some special IBC broadcasts to Sri Lanka on November 25th, 26th, and 27th, which a number of us were able to hear. The site's not specified, but probably somewhere in Central Asia. However, Jaisaktivel in Southern India, who speaks Tamil, was listening to these and says it wasn't IBC Tamil at all, but instead overtly Tamil Tiger broadcasts known as Pulikalin Kural, or the Voice of Tigers. So even though they've been more or less defeated in Sri Lanka, they're still conveying their point of view via shortwave. I've discovered that Radio Sweden has a de facto North American service in English at 2030 UT. It's the relay from Madagascar on 9490 toward West Africa, but in further on in the same direction, it crosses North America from Labrador to Wisconsin to Wyoming. Terry Kruger in Florida reports the Bangkok Meteorological Station on 8743 Upper Sideband, November 28th at 1236 to 1240. There was a weathercast by a female in English, then a music box-like interval signal, then a male ID and a mention of the frequencies. Also reported by Giampiero Bernardini in Italy at midnight 25 UT, November 27th. Last week we had a schedule for the little-known other shortwave station in Ukraine, Dneprovskaya Khvilya, on 11980 single sideband, 300 watts. It said it was on from 09 to 12 UT. Wolfgang Büschel wonders if that's only on weekends. However, it's been reported signing off at 0857, so tune in earlier. According to Mauno Ritola in Finland via Dmitry Mezin in Russia, DSWCIDX window. It was heard on Sunday, November 22nd, by him, between 0751 and 0806. Alexander Yegorov confirms they are actually relaying the UR1 program from the national radio. Here's a progress report on the new shortwave station in Lebanon, Tennessee, WTWW, being built by George McClintock. He sent us this message on November 30th, although it apparently was written about a week earlier. Awaiting power, 480-volt utility poles and three transformers are on the property. Holes for new utility poles have been drilled. Steps on the antenna poles will be finished November 24th. Concrete for the antenna guy anchors scheduled for the 25th. John and I picked up from Kentronic the matching transformer and transmission line on the 23rd. Business office plans are moving ahead. I meet November 30th with the plumber and electrician to begin a check of the septic tank, water lines, and electrical needs. We're slightly behind schedule, not uncommon, with new station construction with unstable weather. Frequencies not determined yet, but the HFCC filings can be expected. That is 9480 in the day, 5755 at night. The last two projects are the utility hookup and stringing the antenna wire. It's nice to be near the end of the road on construction of transmitter 1. So keep an ear on those frequencies any time now for the first tests from WTWW. After 14 or 15 months occupying an available time slot on WBCQ 7415, I'm sorry to say that we've finally been replaced by something else, Mondays at 2300. You can still hear us on that frequency Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday at 2000 UT, as well as UT Fridays at 01 on Area 51 5110. This year, Orgy Month is December already at Webcasting WHRB from Harvard. Lots of special programming. Check WHRB.org. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 1st. A and K indices 5 and 2, occasionally 8 and 3. Solar flux rising from 70 December 7th to a peak of 75 on the 11th through 23rd and down to 70 by December 28th. So concludes World of Radio 1489. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.